Citigroup is separating its stock research from its investment banking operation. The move is aimed at eliminating potential conflicts of interest, which are under investigation by regulators. Citigroup's Solomon Smith Barney division is accused of winning lucrative investment banking business by issuing favorable stock research reports on companies with which it wanted to do business, companies such as WorldCom. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Citigroup is appointing a respected Wall Street executive, Sally Krawcheck, to head up the reorganized stock research and brokerage unit. The new unit will adopt the Smith Barney name. The post makes the 37-year-old Krawcheck one of the highest-ranking women on Wall Street. She was recruited from her position as the CEO of a smaller brokerage firm that does not do any investment banking. Before that, she was a stock analyst and is by many accounts hardworking, forceful, and honest. She was recently featured in a Fortune magazine cover story entitled The Last Honest Analyst. Krawcheck says she took the job because the restructuring at Solomon seemed like an important first step to restoring investor confidence.
We have a long road to hoe. The bubble took a lot of starch out of everybody, and the American people have been through a lot in terms of those markets and what they have stomached. And we on Wall Street have a real responsibility to them.
Even some of the usual critics of the big Wall Street firms are applauding the move, saying in essence that Citigroup didn't have to do this and guessing that it may be going farther than other firms want to go. Others wonder whether it's wise for Krawcheck to risk her career wading into the controversy at Solomon. They say Krawcheck will have her work cut out for her. Scott Cleland is president of the Precursor Group and a founder of an association of independent research firms.
The system's only going to get improved when the government gets more vigilant enforcing the law and investors become more vigilant consumers of investment research.
Cleland says Citigroup may be changing its management structure, but at the end of the day, stock research and investment banking are still going on inside the same company. He says that's an inherent conflict. Cleland says for decades, regulators have already mandated firewalls within securities firms that are supposed to block conflict of interest.
As long as there is a financial motivation, the conflict, there will be creative people that can get around a regulatory barrier.
Citigroup's move is voluntary, but some regulators want to drive a more serious wedge between analysts and investment bankers. That's one of the topics in what's termed a global settlement being negotiated with regulators and the major securities firms. Chris Arnold, NPR News.